I think it's a great event that Bartholomew has accepted to come and be present at the inauguration of the Bishop of Rome for two reasons. That, first of all, it's a recognition of two local churches, the Church of Rome and the Church of Constantinople, which has ecclesiological significance. And this would be the first time since 1054 when there was a separation of the two churches. And the second reason is because the Metropolitan of Pergamon, John Zizioulas, who is the co-chair of the Orthodox Catholic Dialogue, is going to accompany him. So I think that the importance is that this is a way of showing from the Orthodox side the willingness to go further in this dialogue and to breach the divisions that have kept us apart for centuries.
What else do you think this signals to the larger Christian community?
I think what's important here is that they see in Pope Francis a person who has accepted a simple lifestyle, one that conforms to the gospel, and to a certain extent wants to emulate Christ, Francis, who wanted to imitate Christ. And we know that the reform that Francis wanted to initiate in the medieval church was to come back to the basics, that is, to be centered on the gospel, not only in preaching and in theory, but most especially in living. So I think that this is a very important thing that Protestants would see very clearly, an evangelical style of being Bishop of Rome, and emphasizing, first and foremost, that he is Bishop of Rome. And I think that was really important when he appeared. He spoke to his church, who now elected him as head. And so I know the Romans are very pleased by that, but I think it has ecumenical significance that shows that he plans to exercise his ministry first and foremost as Bishop of Rome. One element, which is the signification of what it means to be Bishop of Rome in terms of the universal church, because we know historically and canonically it is the Bishop of Rome who presides over the communion in charity of all the other churches. So the fact that he is Bishop of Rome extends in a different way, a way that extends to all Christian churches. And I think Pope Francis is going to reach his hand out in a very special way to all those Christians who believe in Christ and seek to live in the world the gospel message.